Good morning, good afternoon, good day, whatever. Today's attendees are Edmund Chung, David Cohen, Rafik Damak, and Avery Doria. And from staff, we have Bart Boswinkel and Gabriela Schittig, and we have apologies from Sarmad Hussein.
And Olaf is here. Just joined.
Oh, hello, Olaf.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, everyone, for joining. This is the Jake call. Last week we were talking about the public comments from the single character IDN-TLD initial report. I guess probably what I wanted to cover in the first half of the call is to just talk a little bit about what the next steps that we should take, how we move forward to it, and then sort of trying to see if we have time for the second half to get back to the other topic of our discussion, which was the IDN variants. We know that in the recent board resolution there was a specific discussion about IDN variants, so I think we should take a look at that and restart the discussion from there. I guess starting with the single character IDN TLD, Bart was the summary of comments posted?
I'm in the process of posting it, so it will be posted this weekend definitely.
Okay, so yes, with that was basically the main part of what we had the discussion last week. So from there, I was wondering if how I guess we could proceed. The first real question sort of wanted to ask around is we put out the initial report with a set of aspects or issues that we've identified, the six issues that we've identified. I guess the question is really, based on all the feedback, do we think there are anything that we missed that we want to add? Hearing no particular input.
Edmund, this is me.
Please.
I think just for the record that, say, the group agreed last call to include a section on, say, the relevant discussions going on within the ICANN arena in other fora. So it is, and say, based on an assumption of the outcome of those discussions that the some of the issues have been identified. If something will go in the other direction or is not closed in or is not applicable in those other fora to the single character, and it may need to revisit the issues and again the recommendations.
Sure. So that would be an additional didn't say disclaimer, but
no, it's disclaimer or assumption.
Yeah, that would be the closer to the very beginning of the final report, I guess.
Yeah.
Cool. I guess other than that, do people think it's good to follow the six issues and really just draft policy recommendations specifically for it? Because right now there is a collection of different thoughts for some of them, and I guess the next discussion would be to, I guess, craft a policy recommendation for each of the six. Does that make sense for everyone? And that would essentially be the structure of the final report, I guess. And just to I guess refresh people's mind, what the sort of process that we have for this group is that we would try to generate a final report, and then it will be passed to the respective councils, the GNSL Council and the CCNSL Council, and then the council would eventually decide what to do with it, whether they would respectfully just take it on board, or in the CCNSL case, perhaps just take it as an input into the CCPDP, or in the GNSO case, whether it's further then passed on to the board is up to the respective councils. Okay. Hearing none, I guess my question would be in terms of timing. I think it might make sense for us to try to put out a final report before the Catalina meeting, which is in about 2 months, and if we can turn around a final report before that, then we can try to have some public session there as well. My question, actually, I guess both to everyone and also to staff, is what's really the process if we wanted to try to have a more open session, not just a work group sort of a meeting, but also a sort of outreach to the larger community. Is there a way to do that? Is there interest to do that? How do we go about doing that?
Edmund, this is Bart.
Bart, yeah.
Yeah, I can only say I don't know how the processes within the GNSO will work. The only thing I can say is the CCNSO is having a special session on IDNs, or in fact on the IDN PDP, on Monday afternoon, and I could ask and could suggest that, say, the single character final report will be discussed at that session as well. So, or included in the whole session on IDN CCTLDs.
But that is sort of the CCNSO's session, right?
Yeah.
I was curious about the main session, whether how the what the process is for developing something for that.
So could you repeat your question again?
For the main sessions, like there are these sessions of the main hall during Monday afternoon or Tuesday afternoons, where particular topics would occupy a certain time frame. I was wondering, how that process works, and whether this is something that would be of interest to the more general community.
I can check whether it's feasible, and mm-hmm. second, and I think it's up to the working group whether they think it's. There is enough traction for this topic to have a special session in the main hall. I think one of the what say, one of my concerns, but that is particularly with a CCTLD, CCNSO hat on, is that some of these sessions run in parallel with the CCNSO sessions, but probably somebody who's supporting the GNSO would say the same.
Sure. Well, I guess my feeling is that, yeah, we put out the initial report and we continue to do our work. With all the things that are going on at ICANN, I wanted to make sure that I think some of the issues that are being discussed could use some attention, just generally, just to make sure that we're on. You know, it seems to me that people are okay with it, but we don't have a ton of comments coming in. We just did them that. But I was just wondering if the group or others would feel that, you know, at least that we've done a broader outreach would be an important thing to do. If not, then, you know, we can just continue how we have and, go about it that way.
This is Barbara.
Anyone?
Can I have a question?
Yeah. Please, go ahead.
I first of all apologize for not having paid enough attention to some things. In terms of broader outreach, of course, in general, that's always a good thing. I mean, it's kind of like, you know, motherhood. Generally, you have to be a real ogre to not think that is a good thing. But I'm wondering, and I did not pay attention to the comments yet that we got on the part that's been out review. Was it a very shallow set of comments, or was there significant comment? We haven't seen the review of it yet, because as it was mentioned, that's coming later. So is it that we're not getting a broad outreach, or is it just that we got a good outreach, but more is always better? And I apologize for not knowing the answer.
Well, I guess Bart probably can add to it, but I guess we got pretty good comments. I mean, some of them are pretty in depth and does hit on a few issues, like geographic names, like the issue of, you know, how it relates to ASCII single character ASCII TLD. I think it's not. I definitely wouldn't say that the comments received were shallow. The volume is, is however not very big, and that's just one of the things that I, you know, was wondering whether that, you know, everybody thought it was, it's fine, we're good with it, there's no issue, or people just never paid attention to it. That's and thus the suggestion. So, Bart, if you want to add to that.
No, not really. I think if you look at it, just by not the sheer number of comments, but say some of the organizations they represent, say like APTLD or the Queensland Law Society, it means that at least it is followed what the working group is doing. And there is interest in that sense, but say on the other hand, if you look at the type of comments, that most of them concurred with, say, the conclusions of the working group and the way forward of the working group.
Oh.
So there's not really contentious, yeah, with the exception of saying the relation with the DAG and everything there, but there is no real. I think there was no real issue with say the issues raised and potential solutions suggested by the working group.
So this is Afri again asking a further question. So are we saying that basically not enough communities have been hit? Because I don't know that the number of people within a community, but if you believe that any particular communities that perhaps would have been expected to respond didn't, then I'd say yeah. Further outreach is definitely required. If you've got the sample, and I wish I had been paying enough attention to know the answers to my own questions. If the sampling, though, covered most of the communities you expect to care, even if it's only one of them, and that's kind of what I meant by shallow, not were the comments themselves shallow, but was the breadth and width of commenting entity shallow. So far be it for me to be on the record as saying anybody's comments could be considered shallow. Basically, was the breadth of community what is worried about? Because if the depth is not that big, but we got at least something from most communities, I'd say we're doing okay. But if there's communities that are missing, then I would be very supportive of finding some targeted way to do outreach to those missing communities. Thanks.
Okay. So I guess when I brought it up just as a, bring up an issue, I didn't have in mind a thinking that, you know, the comments were not enough, were not represented. In fact, I think we do have a pretty good spread. It would have been better if the at large side would have some comments too. But I do know that they were working on it. At least the Asia Pacific side, which is more keen on the topic, so working on it, but ran out of time. They will definitely be providing their input for the final report, and they're watching the development right now. So I guess, you know, I guess from the discussion, and it seems like they're probably at this point, at least for this issue, we probably don't. I don't really see a need for a sort of strong broader outreach. We will, I guess, pay a person. I guess myself and others in the group as well, and myself and Jane as the co-chairs. We will definitely be reaching out a little bit more in the next couple of weeks to the technical community, and also the and one area I don't think we have received much response from is from government, but what we do have is comments that are relevant. Specifically about geographic names, so I can't say we have got the government covered, but at least, you know, there are relevant material on that on topics I think they would be most concerned with. Okay, so I guess with that we pretty much run out of the main discussion for this topic. What I, if people feel comfortable with it, what I would like to do is that in the next couple of weeks, Jane and I will try to put together a sort of a framework for the, a skeleton or a first draft of the, how we would see the final report, and then circulate that, and then we would go on, on our next meeting, We'll go through that and talk about it. The structure itself, as I mentioned, would sort of follow the initial report, but be structured in a way that it's going to be policy recommendations, and we can go through the wordsmith it as we go along. So that would be sort of the suggestion for how we move forward. Do people feel comfortable with it? Okay. So since there really isn't a lot of contentious issues in this, then I guess we'll move forward as I mentioned. Okay. So the next topic I wanted to cover is the on IDN variants. I think I sent around a link for the board meeting, board resolutions September 25, and I think I'm not sure if everyone has had a look at it, but there was a whole section about variant management, and in which there are a few, I guess, a few main points. One of which is that it does say that in the next version of the applicant guidebook, nothing will change in terms of variance management in the GTLD level. And it specifically identified the IDN CCTLD fast track, the Chinese IDN CCTLD that had variants and were delegated, and it singled out those couple of those few delegations and saying that there are serious limits to extending the same approach to GTLDs. And then it also, the board also asked the CEO to further develop an issues report and to report back to the board in the next meeting. I guess my question is, perhaps to staff, is how do we interact with this process, and you know, where do we start? Whether you have any. Yes, Olaf or whoever.
No, I have no idea. So I need to check, and let me get back to the list on this one. Say how and with whom to start interacting on this issue. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought I was on mute, but.
No. So I guess. I don't know where to start the question either. So I guess we'll hear from you.
Yeah.
It seems to me that this is it's obviously very very much related to the discussions that we're having, and we intend to continue to have. I have a feeling that there should be no point that we have a complete overlap in discussion. I want to figure out, you know, what the issues report will, you know, what it's intended to be, and how our group can perhaps provide input, or you know. Part of the discussion might be overlapping quite a bit, so we can proceed together. So, Bart, I guess we'll hear from you.
Yeah.
Okay. With that, it actually brings me to a strange point, because a couple of meetings before, we had a pretty good discussion about IDN variant TLDs. We started working on an initial report, and we're about 2/4 of a way in, I guess. And I sent along a revised version with the incorporating the discussions we had from last time. The main changes. Was the in aspect 3 or 4? Let me try to. I'm opening up my own. Sorry. Bringing it up to on my computer. I think it was aspect 3 or 4 that we went through and added the concept of a two-step evaluation process, so one of which happening earlier in the whole process, regardless of the GTLD or CTLD and the string evaluation part, and then the other step being the during delegation. So that sort of completes aspect three of the initial report that we were drafting together. So my question now is whether we should continue the discussion or wait for what's happening with the board sort of mandated CEO issues report, or should we continue to forge ahead and start discussing the remainder of what we have, the framework that we've sort of put up? Does anyone have any suggestions, thoughts? No? Hello? Have we...
because I almost always have an opinion on things. Yes, I know.
This
is Aubrey, and I'm actually was quiet because I'm undecided. I can see certain value in waiting, but I can also see, you know, value in having come to the sort of policy perspective that would then mix with the rest. So, I didn't open my mouth because I really am undecided on what the best path is.
Okay.
This is Bart. Say maybe the easiest way, and say we don't either this call you want to continue. Maybe you can use next call, but by then, at least you know how to interact if you want to interact with this board working group, and then you have more a better idea of how to progress. So for today we would. Say leave this for, as is, say that the current document and continue in 2 weeks, but then you have a broader understanding of maybe of the scope of this working group and ways to interact with them if you want to.
Yeah, I think it might make sense. I as much as, you know, I think well, two things. One is it would be very useful, and I think in terms of the timeline, we were hoping to develop an initial report that could be put out for public comments before the Cartagena meeting, such that is I think earlier on we had a discussion with Chris as well. It would be nice to put out a document so that in Cartagena, then both the, I guess, GNSO and the CCNSO side can have a little bit more discussion about both topics. And, you know, in that sense, I'd like to continue to forge ahead. But I think, Bart, what you mentioned make a lot of sense. I think, you know, these couple of weeks, you know, it's probably worth waiting. My feeling is that we're not too far away from being able to at least put out a document for comments, you know, with a bunch of disclaimers, but you know, just put notes that says, you know, this is really for public comments. So I guess it seems to me that it might make sense. And again, I apologize. I only turned around this document earlier today. So perhaps to give everyone in the working group some time to take a look at the document again in the next couple of weeks, and we'll come back and I guess we'll hear from you, Bart, about how we can interact with the stuff that will be happening from the board resolution And in fact, meanwhile, if you have any update, because I think it says that by October, late October, it's expected that some outcome would be created already. So in the meantime, even within the next couple of weeks, we'd please bring it to the mailing list, and we can probably discuss it there as well.
Yeah, I will.
So I guess with that, we can cut this meeting short. As mentioned, please take a look at the newest revision and draft based on last session. And also, Jane and I will start to work on sort of a new document for the final report of the single character again. So next week, 2 weeks later, our next meeting, we'll try to cover both topics as well, about half each. All right.
Yep.
Any further questions people want to bring up? If not, then thank you for your time. We're cutting this meeting short, and we'll continue the discussion on the mailing list. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.